This is also a statement still under item three of our indicative timetable, topic three, I'm sorry, on the issue of dual use capabilities. And we hope that we also give some additional information also to the discussion that we had this morning, which was quite engaging, I have to say. Mr. Chair, the dual use of many space objects for military and civilian purposes is a particular challenge, raises several legal and practical questions, and is an inherent risk for civilian objects. This mostly needs to be addressed by transparency and information sharing, but also by fully exploiting existing instruments, and where deemed necessary, establishing complementary measures to further strengthen confidence-building measures. In a similar way, problems arising from the dual purpose of space objects, which are not designed to damage other space objects, but potentially can be used for that purpose, raise a wide range of concerns which need to be at the center of our work. While many topics discussed this week can also be addressed from a civilian vantage point in COPUS, as some delegations have pointed out, this is a question that needs to be addressed against the background of space security and the prevention of an arms race in outer space. We consider this specific problem as one of the main reasons for the existence of the OEWG, and it is here where an approach based on behavior and how capabilities are used provides the most added value and addresses a pressing issue. A range of space capabilities can be misused for malign purposes and utilized as weapons. This includes space launch vehicles, small satellites, active debris removal systems, and information technology. In this dynamic area, there is a general need for clarifying the purposes and intended uses of space objects. Therefore, we support strong norms against any interference with the space systems of other states that would lead to a loss of operational control, damage, or loss of space systems of another state. In this regard, we also need to recall that the concept of harmful interference is already set out in the Outer Space Treaty under its Article 9. Norms, rules, and principles could contribute and inform state practice in relation to this principle and advance the existing legal framework. On both issues, we see a clear necessity to improve information sharing and transparency on the purpose of space objects and the intention of operations. This should include the establishment of new relevant norms, principles, or guidelines, but also a strengthened implementation of Article 11 of the Outer Space Treaty, as well as the Convention on Registration of Objects launched into outer space of 1974, and of course its universalization. Possible measures could include the provision of additional information extending beyond enumerating the general purposes as outlined in Article 4.2 of the Registration Convention. But this would of course also require a significant capacity increase at UNOSA, with a view to improving information processing and availability. In general, and in particular in the context of dual use, we lack multilateral means for attribution and verification related to space objects, which we should rectify inter alia through the means of newly available technology. And maybe some additional words on the interactive discussion that we had this morning. It is quite related to the points that we just made on our statement on the dual use capabilities. But we also wanted to state that it is in general a problem that many existing instruments, mechanisms, or even principles that are enshrined in the OST do exist. And our work here, even though it is related to the work of COPUS and other instruments, can be a vehicle to reconfirm these recommendations. We also have to take note, or more or less remind colleagues, that there is a long list of verifications from different working groups or even expert groups that did their work on topics that we are discussing here. And our task here could also be, or our outcome could also be, that we reconfirm those kind of recommendations from a security angle, from a security viewpoint. And this is one of the outcomes that this OEWG could produce. And we will work towards this goal. And this is just what we wanted to add also on the discussion from this morning. I thank you.